survey is an online survey tool, which means that you can save yourself all the hassle of having to produce printed copy, distribute it, collecting the responses, and then do the analysis manually. You don't need an account in order to use it, so if you were doing a quick survey, just a couple of questions in a class, and you wanted to distribute that really fast, that's very easy to do so without needing to create yourself an account. But if you do create an account, obviously you get to be able to save or the surveys that you create and analyse them later at your leisure. Whichever way you choose to go, Observer generously provides you with unlimited surveys, unlimited questions, and unlimited responses. That's not something that you get with all the survey tools that are available. The kind of questions that you choose to include are the standard fare from multiple choice, multiple completion, rating scales, short answer, those kinds of questions. And you can decide whether or not they're mandatory questions or not, so whether or not the user has to complete that particular question or not. You can also include branching logic, which means that subsequent responses are based on the answer that they've just given. You can, if you're into tweaking things about a little bit, Observer allows you to use HTML editing and CSS editing, although it does provide you with themes, standard themes that you can use, and they'll make your survey look good. Care of by URL, so each survey you produce has its own URL, and you can distribute that by email to your respondents, or indeed you can embed your survey in a blog or web page. You can choose whether or not a password is required in order to respond to the survey, or indeed in order to respond to each individual question if you wanted. When the survey is completed and you can decide when the responses are available for users to, when the survey is available for users to respond to, and you can also decide when you want the cutoff time is. And the results can then be downloaded as a PDF file. A report can come out as a PDF file, or, as you'd hope, as a CSV file for perhaps later analysis. You can also share the responses, the reports from the responses, by its own URL. So that might be particularly useful if you're wanting your users to be able to see how other people are answering the kinds of questions that you're asking. So this could be a particularly useful tool if you're working in a lesson. You get a quick idea and you want your students to be able to respond. If you can write your questions quickly, you can distribute your survey quickly, and then you can work on the answers.